The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome back to another online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the freshest and smartest plays out there in the market today. And here's one for your watch list. It is Tat Lifestyle and Wellness Limited. The company's traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol TAAT. And here in the States on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol TOBAF. We are lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer of Tat Lifestyle and Wellness, and that is Seti Coscarella. Seti, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Stuart. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. I appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to call in and speak to your company, shareholders, and investors, and of course, our listeners to this program. Now, for those listeners who aren't familiar with your company yet, if you would describe your company, its business model, and the markets you operate in.
Sure thing. So TAT is a alternative combustible cigarette. So basically what we do is we make a combustible cigarette that is derived from a combination of different plants that don't include tobacco. So one of the primary ingredients we use is hemp. And what we've been able to do is transform that hemp so that it behaves like tobacco. So the market we're going after is the tobacco market, which is enormous. So if you think about it, the tobacco market in the U.S. is valued at almost $100 billion a year. And globally, it's approaching $1 trillion a year. And from my experience working at Philip Morris, what we found was the vast majority of smokers absolutely hate the fact that they're addicted to smoking. So in order to help solve that problem, we created a product that is non-addictive, that still satiates smokers, and provides them with the experience and taste of a cigarette at a much more affordable price, with the ability to deliver CBD, which is much more desirable than nicotine, because it can still satiate a smoker in a way that a cigarette does without it being addictive. You see, the way that I always like to think about it is, I mean, if you were to take the tobacco industry and overlay it on the alcohol industry, it would be overly reliant on every consumer being an alcoholic, which I think is awful. Instead, I said, why can't we look at how the alcohol industry runs and instead overlay that on top of tobacco and give smokers something they can enjoy to smoke without having to rely on the crutch of addiction in order to make that business succeed? So I think from a value proposition, the smokers will find our product to be significantly better than any cigarette that exists on the market today.
Well, you're blowing my mind here, Seti. This is huge. This is a game changer and disruptive. I know, you know, you see the amount of money that some of the larger beer brands are spending on their zero alcohol beers and the marketing mm-hmm. that they put behind that. I mean, the commercials are almost half and half. You see just as many great commercials for zero alcohol beer as you do for their, let's say, leaded version of it. And I love what you said to me. I mean, it satiates. It's got the auditory. They can hear it. Okay. They can smell it. Mm-hmm. They can taste it. And they're getting CBD, which is an anti-inflammatory, as opposed to a highly addictive, the nicotine and the tobacco. Again, my first question that jumps out at me is, who's your competition right now?
Well, look, I mean, for us, we look at the tobacco industry as our main competition because we want to supply that market with a better product. And I don't think there's anybody else that's doing it in a way that can succeed like we are. Like, I mean, even from my time at Philip Morris, I mean, we spent a lot of time looking and exploring the vape market. And while that exists as an alternative, it hasn't really been a sticky product for smokers to use indefinitely. Mm-hmm. What ends up happening oftentimes with vape is smokers will use it for 4 to 6 months and then go back to smoking, which tells you what the preferred delivery mechanism is, not the drug, right? Because you can get nicotine in a vape. So if it was just the nicotine that smokers were after, then the vape should suffice, but it doesn't. Smokers like to smoke. So we wanted to be able to give them something to smoke, which is preferred, while delivering a molecule in CBD that, in our opinion, is significantly better than nicotine, which in and of itself is a very useless drug. It does nothing, right? There's no efficacy to nicotine. There's no reason you should consume it. It's the most useless drug in existence. It exists for the sole purpose of addiction. And we wanted to help smokers by giving them something to smoke, which is what they prefer, while not being addictive, and giving them something that has the ability to satiate and relax. Because CBD does have the ability to operate as a relaxant, which is what smokers ultimately are looking for. Mm-hmm. They want something that calms them down. Just go outside, relax, have 5 minutes, and just, you know, a bit of time for themselves. And that's what I think our product is able to do better than any other product on the market.
Well, Seti, I'm reading about you, and you've mentioned your history with Philip Morris, which obviously creates a competitive advantage, for one thing. You know this landscape inside and out. I'm at the investorbrandnetwork.com, investorbrandnetwork.com. I've pulled up the clients page, and I've gone here to take a look at TAT. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and the team around you, Seti.
Sure thing. So I've had a wealth of experience in capital markets, private equity, entrepreneurship, and finally tobacco before I joined TAT. And we've been able to surround ourselves with some very smart people. So Joe Deegan, who was the person who founded the company, he operates in the U.S. and is building a fantastic team over there to help bring this product to market and bring this concept to life. Tim Corkum, who works with me in Canada, I worked with him at Philip Morris. He's got over 25 years experience in the tobacco and CPG space. And he's sort of worked the gambit of a variety of different functions. So he's been a tremendous asset for us in terms of helping us think through the execution of this business in a very thoughtful and logical way. And then Joel Dumarsk, who's our CFO, I mean, he's been operating in the capital markets for many, many years. So I mean, he's probably forgotten more about, you know, capital markets and finance than most of us could know. So I think we're all very fortunate to have all of these people together on the team for TAT. And that gives me a lot of confidence in being able to not only bring this product to market successfully, but deliver superior returns for our investors.
Well, and it's not just a product here in North America. Obviously, this has got international, global potential. And here in the month of April, your company's received a big validation by signing this contract with the Texas-based WWV, where they are going to be able to distribute your product to retail partners spanning 38 United States. So here in the U.S., you're getting a foothold. Talk to me a little bit about your personal goals for the company here in 2021 as it relates to North American expansion and worldwide.
Sure thing. So, I mean, we're very excited about that partnership that we signed late last week. So that's going to open up a lot of the U.S. for us in terms of getting the product onto the shelves and in front of our target consumers. So I think that really helps accelerate the expansion, and we're building out a very robust team to materialize on that. So I think that's going to be a real tremendous partnership for us going forward. And in conjunction with that, we're also looking at expanding into Europe as well, because I think there is a rabid fan base that we've built there for this particular brand, and we'd like to be able to bring the product there as well. So I think throughout the course of 2021, you'll start seeing us pop up in a lot more states throughout the U.S. and hopefully expand into Europe and start putting the product on shelves there as well. And like I said in the beginning, I mean, this is really a global industry that is worth an enormous amount of money. And I've been saying this for quite some time. You know, when you look at an industry this big, you don't really need even a measurable market share in order to do tremendous sales numbers, right? I mean, if you take a look at the U.S., it's $100 billion a year. If you get 0.5%, so that's one out of every 200 smokers, you're looking at almost $500 million a year just in the U.S. alone. And that's just one of the countries that, you know, does extraordinarily well on tobacco. So now that we're actively looking at expanding this out into Europe as well, I think that we're going to be able to create something pretty special for our company and our investors.
Well, Seti, that was a great segment, and I appreciate you doing that for the listeners. That extrapolation that you just did, where you basically told us the crumbs on this table make your company incredibly successful and thereby raising the value of your share price and building shareholder value through that effort. Now, the question is, how do you get this product into the hands of smokers, and how do you keep potential competitors, including the tobacco industry, at bay? Go ahead, Seti.
Well, listen, I think the important thing to remember with a business like this is that at the end of the day, it still is a CPG company or a consumer's packaged goods company. And when you have a CPG company, building a brand is of paramount importance. Otherwise, what ends up happening is, I mean, you can get your product on the shelf, but outside of some initial curiosity, if you haven't done the right work in terms of creating that connection between the brand and the consumer, people will try it once or twice and then go back to the thing that has. So for us, we've been spending a lot of time, effort, and resources on building the brand and creating a narrative that resonates with consumers and putting the pack in people's hands. I want people to try the product, smokers. I want them to try the product and see for themselves that this is a fundamentally better product. And in conjunction with that, we're building the brand narrative to marry with that experience so that consumers know that when they smoke TAC, it's something that delivers a far better experience for them than any other cigarette. And I think if we do that right, we'll have a brand that lasts for many, many years to come.
Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with TAT Lifestyle and Wellness Limited, traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol TAAT and on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol TOBAF. And we are talking to the Chief Executive Officer of the company, Seti Coscarella. Seti, thanks so much for your time today, your insight into your exciting company, your awesome product offerings. Can't wait to check back in with you in a couple of weeks to a couple of months to see how things are progressing for your company. Thanks for your time today, Seti.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Stuart.
Absolutely. For Seti Coscarella, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.